Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go for us. After us, you will get Ducks Insider with Joey Mag from 1 to 2. Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then is primetime, baby, from 3 to 7. Take you all the way home to wrap up 13 hours of continuous, live, local, regional sports talk radio here at the Fan Sports Network. We are number one, and don't you forget it. This hour, we're chatting Blazers. It's Zers time tonight, Rusty. You're ready for
it. And you ruined it already.
Get some Za and some Zers and mark it down for you,
turn
brother.
Turn his mic off. You can do it.
You can.
You can do it.
If you turn my mic off, I'll just leave. I'll just go home. That'd be great. Take an hour off early. Call it a day.
Just
traffic.
Just flip it back on every now and then.
It's extra time at the bar ski.
But it's not the weekend.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I'm going to drink tonight. Yeah. I'm worried I'm getting sick.
That much.
I'm worried I'm getting sick. Mm-hmm. I woke up at like 3 a.m. and
you do have throat. Germ carriers, so.
I do. I got four of them.
Yeah, and it is that time of year. Stay the hell away from me.
Yeah, I got four of them. It's not good. It's not good. But let's dive into this. Blazers season expectations.
God, I swapped one co-host with a wife that's a teacher for another co-host with a wife that's a teacher that brings that crap in here every day.
Sorry, dude.
God dang, I didn't even think about that.
Just trying to make you stronger, man.
God,
I actually won't get sick because I rarely do. I'll be here every day, dude.
If you're sick, keep your butt home.
Haunting your dreams.
Keep it
every
home.
Day.
I already have to deal with 20,000 people in the arena 41 times a year in that locker room freaking germ tube. Once it gets in there, it just never gets out until like March. It's brutal.
Blazer expectations as the season opens up tonight against the Timberwolves at the Moda Center in town. And let's start here in expectations. Let's do team as a whole, okay? Season expectations, right? One thing that I absolutely love, Danny, that you and I has kind of been a theme of this show, no matter what sport we're talking about. Mm-hmm. My favorite part about the Blazer team going into this year is that they have an identity.
Mm-hmm.
The identity is defense and youth.
Ooh, defense.
Defense.
Not defense.
Defense. Yeah. Like the fence. Mm. Defense. Mm-hmm. Is defense and a youth movement. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, you know, I don't know. We were talking earlier about some of those other teams in the NBA. I don't know what the Pelicans' identity is. I don't know what the Hornets' identity is. Shooting the ball, I guess, is kind of fun in Charlotte, but I don't quite know what their identity is. I know what the Blazers are. It starts with Tumani and Drew Holiday up top, and can the rest of the guys meld into that and continue to put pressure on teams?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I had a question. I did a podcast Monday night. And I had a question about what are the things you've seen that have given you feel good about or you have concerns about coming out of the preseason? It's neither. I don't feel good, nor do I have concerns ever in preseason. Because preseason is an entirely different beast. You're trying to get your legs under you, trying to get some rapport, you're trying to get some understanding.
Look, there's basketball in November that nobody cares about. You tell me people care about preseason?
I'm looking for certain things, but it's not output. It's never box score. It's never any of those things. It's like... you know, how do you go about things? And one of the things that I thought was really interesting is the Blazers kind of dial back some of the defensive pressure at some times last year, where this year so far in the preseason, they're picking up at 80 feet, like minimum. That this is where they're doing it all game. And it's not just two. Now you've got Jrue Holiday. Now Chris Murray, Matisse Thybulle is going to be healthy and he's going to be out there. Like you have got four guys in those guys in Jrue, two, Matisse and Chris, who are absolute demons to screen. It's so fun to watch those guys. They are so, like, you watch their hand placement and how they kind of chuck screeners and turn their shoulders and turn their hips so that they aren't square to guys. They don't get caught. They don't get stuck. And when you're dealing with that for 100 possessions a night, you're just like, all right, dog, can you get the hell out of here? Like, even if you don't
piss you off enough that you make mistakes and you just in your head,
you may not get a turnover every single time. Sometimes you may get beat. And I asked Chauncey,
we talk about this with Iowa. Like, you're going to go into an Iowa football game and you can get your ass beat, whether you win or not.
You're not going to feel good about it.
You're not going to feel good walking out. And if that, the Blazers can maintain
perfect
that
example.
For 82.
Remember going into the Oregon game, a bunch of Oregon fans are like, well, Indiana only beat Iowa 20-15. Uh-huh. Yeah. And guess what happened?
They hurt afterwards.
Yeah. But to deviate, when Oregon goes to Iowa, prepare.
It's gonna hurt.
Prepare. You may slaughter them, but you're not going to enjoy any bit of it. And that's what I think. That's what Chauncey Billups has told me. When a team comes into this building, they want them to look at the schedule and go, crap. Mm-hmm. These guys. You may think you're going to win, but you're not going to feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's the thing I want to see.
We talked about it in the first hour. I think if you look at this team, and you know, we can make win-loss predictions if you want. I think if you're looking at win-loss projection for this team, I don't know if that's the best way to look at it. I think the best way to look
at this
team is development. It's context. It's our guys progressing and our guys getting into a point where they are fluid together. Or is the core three, you know, whenever Scoot comes back, hopefully sooner than later, but don't be shocked if it's what, New Year's Day? I wouldn't be shocked if it's that long. Hammies are a B.
I think it's around Christmas. That's where I've kind of landed.
So I'm looking context is a great way to put it. I'm looking to see how these guys gel together. I want to know, can Time Lord get out there and show some old man tendencies to the young kids? You know, how does Jrue operate with a bunch of kids that are literally kids?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see that. How does he operate in a non-title or bust situation? Because
mm-hmm.
this is new for him for a while.
Yeah, no, because he had that obviously in Milwaukee and then with Boston. Looking at this team, you know, Shaden gets the starting job, and look, congrats to him. I said before.
Yeah, let's get into that. You said, I believe.
I said 60-40. I was leaning towards Jeremy. Now, yeah. Coming into camp, into preseason, everything I was told was Jeremy's starting job.
So what do you think changed then? What does Chauncey do to change that?
I think that where it happened is where we didn't see it in practice. Because Shaden didn't look great in games. The first game, he looked really good. No doubt, in the first game, Shaden looked good. Every other game? A lot of mixed bag. He had a couple halves in there where he was bad. And I'm not talking about production. I'm talking about the mental stuff, like being engaged, stuff like that. But you know what I did see from him? The aggression level, even when he waned, he came back out and bumped it back up. Where in the past, when he would kind of wane and fall back, that's what you got. So maybe he's learning that. Maybe that's coming there. I made the point the other day about him defensively. I don't expect him to be a all-defensive team member. But I expect him to use his gifts and his tools to be impactful. And like we were talking about with Chris, to Matisse, and Jrue picking up, I saw Shaden doing some of that. And I saw him gambling in passing lanes. Like, if you're not going to be a plus defender, be a plus disruptor. Mm. Be a plus effort guy. There are ways that you can overcome that. Because I asked Chauncey Billups about, you know, how do you coach this defense when you've got three guys in Jrue, two, and Tease that are all defensive members, and throw in Rob there too. But those three guys at the point of attack, that not only do they have the propensity to freestyle, they have the leash to freestyle. Tease is one of the most unique defenders in the entire NBA. He does stuff that nobody else can do. Like trail blocks, getting around screens and blocking guys from behind, and jumping passing lanes and baiting guys. Jrue does that more physically. Now, two is not nearly as disruptive in the box score, but his physicality at the point of attack and when he will be physical and when he will push up and when he will jump over screens. Sometimes those guys will quote-unquote violate rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have guys on a string behind that to be able to compensate for that and make it work. That's one of the things that I'm watching for. But if you're talking about predictions and where this team is at and where they're going, I've said pretty strictly that I think they win roughly the same amount of games, 36 games. I think I'm going to bump it up to 38 because I think that the West is going to be pretty compressed. I've heard Dirt and Sprague talk about play-in or bust, play-in or bust. I think it's context-dependent because 38 wins could be 11th. 38 wins could be 9th. They could win 41. Like, when you talk about margin of victory,
how bad
in the
is
NBA,
the bottom, too? Like, how bad is the bottom?
Like, I think Utah is going to be putrid.
But what is putrid? Is putrid 35 wins?
Oh, no.
Or is putrid 18. 22 wins?
18 to 22. Yeah. I think Utah is going to be putrid. I think the Pelicans are going to be putrid. I think the Kings are going to be really bad because even with the talent that they have, they don't make any sense. And I don't believe in the Suns because they're going to lean on Jalen Green, and that's not good for you.
Yeah, one last little thing about the starting lineup, and then we'll get into kind of realities of what to actually expect despite what we want to happen. Back to the Shaden starting thing, and this... You know, I'm definitely a little more critical of Chauncey Billups than most from a head coaching standpoint. I think a lot of it is just kind of first time doing it, and it take lumps, paging Dan Wilson. Mm. I almost, and this might be the closest to a knock that I put on Shaden, but I don't think it's Shaden's fault necessarily. I almost wonder if you're in a position where you have to start Shaden, and not just because of the contract, but you have to see what you got. You have to kind of figure out if this guy is the guy.
I can't bury him on the bench. I fight against that religiously, not just with Shaden, but with any player. You can't just say, show me what you got. You've got to earn it. And if they think he's earned it, awesome.
And to a lot of our listeners on the YouTube chat and the text line, you know, Jeremy Grant off the bench might be a good thing.
I will fight against that too. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That second rotation is tough. I don't think the Blazers have awesome depth. And Jeremy Grant becomes part of your depth. I like that.
But the creation, the lack of creation in the second unit, particularly with Scoot Hurt.
But how many people's second unit have awesome creation? Title contenders.
Most teams.
Title contenders.
Most teams. This is a team that was already short on creation and shooting. And by doing this, you're putting most of your creation in the starting lineup, whether it's individual or team-oriented. Asking Jeremy to be the kind of the quasi sixth man, I don't think is a good thing. That's not a Jeremy Shaden thing. I think that's a bad place to put him because Jeremy's a play ender, not a play starter. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I look at him kind of like wing Wes Matthews. If you're trying to look at Blazers of yore, like Wes had, I had this thing called the black hole rating, and it was based off of Kobe and, you know, and Carmelo, of guys that just ended possession after possession after possession after possession. Being a black hole is not, it has this negative connotation. If you are a guy as a black hole, that means you understand your role. Your role is to be a play ender, whether it's to get a shot up or to drive to the rim. Jeremy is his black hole index is high. And I don't mean that, again, as a negative connotation. That is your role. Where there's guys that are ball movers, there are guys that are creators, there are guys that are shot creators. I look at Jeremy as a play ender kind of guy, and that guy being your quasi sixth man, I think is a bad role for him.
Expectations for the Blazers. What do you actually expect this team to get to instead of just kind of what we're hoping and wishing and praying, making cake and everybody laugh like we did in middle school? Realities for the Blazers, what realities look like this year and how far we can go. We'll stay here with the Blazers. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is a reminder that shoes are a gift.
Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. The YouTube chats. Want to read some stuff here. I think Blazers get between 35-40 wins, hoping for a play-in spot. But with the West, I don't expect one. The record won't matter for me. Just show some life. Show some ray of hope that something on your roster will be a top talent in the league. Boy, do I agree with that a ton. At this stage of his career, whenever I see Jeremy coming to the game, he's kind of a gunner. So wouldn't that be better off the bench? I don't know. Chauncey said they had 7 starters. So yeah, he's a starter too. I think sometimes we overlook that. I think whatever rotation looks like, because maybe
the more interesting thing is who closes. That's the more
exactly
thing to me.
Exactly. We've seen that in the NBA a lot of starting lineups aren't finishing lineups.
I wonder
if Chauncey, this will be a real big coach thing for him, because that every night finisher could be a different group every single night.
It won't be every night, and I wonder if we ever get there in the NBA.
We just dictate what the game is giving you.
Coaches are creatures of habit. Players are creatures of habit. You have to have some semblance of normalcy there. But I've wondered, like, you know, like Major League Baseball, when you try to match your lineups to pitchers, I'm wondering why we haven't quite got there in the NBA of changing starting lineups. Now, there's talent dispersion that matters for sure. But, you know, if a matchup makes sense, like, why don't we change matchups on a nightly basis?
Well, I think it's just chemistry between the five. I
understand that. But I'm surprised a coach hasn't done that in college or in G League. Just to get weird with it. And I'm not endorsing it. I'm just like, why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a real hesitance to it.
Use another example. I'm watching Liverpool on TV, and this group is a weird group.
Mm-hmm.
This is a group that I don't normally see together all the time. And it does create some excitement from a watching standpoint, from a fan standpoint. It does create a little bit of like, ooh, what am I going to get tonight? I mean, going back to the Mariners series, 7-8-9, I was like, who's it going to be tonight? And sometimes I was stoked for it, and sometimes I wasn't. So that could be something fun as well.
We're going to see something here, and they've done it in the middle minutes of each game so far in the preseason. Unfortunately, 2 was dinged up a little bit, so we didn't see as much of it as I wanted to. But we're going to get a lineup that is Drew, Shaden, 2, Jeremy, Denny. We're going to get that lineup. That lineup is going to be out there. They're quasi, very switchable, most athletic lineup they can put on the floor with Denny at the 5.
Speaking of realities, like talking about that rotation and like say basically we got 6 starters on the Blazers, what's maybe 7 if you count Thibault. What's the rest of that bench going to look like? Because that's my biggest concern, is the drop-off after Matisse Thybulle and Jeremy Grant, let's call them the bench players, the best players. The drop-off after that gets really dicey for me. Well, Caleb Love is not ready to play in this league.
No,
Young is going to get some minutes, to your point, but he's not ready
yet. And then Chris. When Rob's healthy, Rob's going to be there.
Rob is going to be huge if he can get healthy and stay healthy.
Because
that gives you real bench depth.
I mean, when Rob is healthy, Rob impacts games like few guys in the NBA.
Big time, dude.
He's one of the best defensive players in the league. He still has that ability, just talking to guys and just like knowing what... He's a defensive savant. He genuinely is. He's an incredible defender. His basketball IQ is through the roof. And selfishly, I love Rob. Rob is one of my favorite players ever to talk to. if you're talking about one of the real ones, Rob is one of the realest dudes that Rob will cuss during press conferences and nobody bats an eye because that's just who Rob is. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when Big Poppy goes, "This is our bleeping city." And nobody got mad at Poppy for dropping an F-bomb in front of 20,000 kids that are under 15.
Sure didn't, but they got mad at Trent Bray for doing it.
But that's what I mean. Like, he's unabashedly him, right? But you take a look at this team and kind of look at the different opportunities. I am very interested in what those closing lineups are going to be. I put a tweet out earlier asking for, like, what some predictions were going to be. I said mine I thought was going to be 36 wins. I think they're going to win between 38 and 40 games. And I think that it's less to do with the Blazers and more to do with compression in the West. Where that ultimately has them landing, I don't know yet. Everybody's like, what do you expect in the first 5 or 10 games? I don't go first 5 or 10. I go first 25. I don't really start making, like, real assessments on things. Patterns, trends, certainly. But I need 25 games worth of data to understand, because Terry Stotts, one of the things he did that I always really appreciated, they looked at games in five game segments, because so much can change over 5 games. You can go 2-3, you can go 3-2, you can go 1-4, you can go 5-0, you can go 0-5. But now you roll in the next, and now what are you now? Now what are you now? And once you get 5 of those 5 game segments, that gives you a better understanding.
What happens when, before you read some of those, and maybe I'm going to throw us off here on this, what happens if you get to that 25 games and things aren't working? That's my biggest concern, is, and that's probably why I've been a little critical on Chauncey as a head coach, is if this thing is not going well 25 games in, I don't know how much faith I have in him to turn it around.
My adage on coaching in the NBA, Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. It means the players aren't doing it.
Okay.
That's where I fall. Like, Spo, as great as a coach as he is, how great are the Heat?
I think he might be the exception to that rule.
They're the 10th seed.
I know.
In the East.
And I don't think they're very good.
But my point is that he is pulling every last bit out of that, and they're the 10th seed. In the East, and that's where they've been. Either you got dudes or you don't. And that's where I fall with this.
44 wins, JG off the bench. Best news I've heard in a while. He wants to chuck up shots. Shane and Denny are the top two options. They have to both start. You said you had some Twitter thoughts over there as well. Any other Twitter thoughts?
Look, if we're talking about chucking up shots, I wouldn't exclude Shane from that list, guys. He shot 31% for 3. On the prediction side of this, I think Jrue helps Shea with his defense. Scoot improves a lot with having Jrue, Dame, and Chauncey help mentor him. I think Scoot has improved at the rim, and his playmaking is so huge to this team. I'm betting on Shea and Scoot both improving a lot. Shane, I'm saying 42 wins if the team stays healthy. I know it's probably a bit higher than other folks in Vegas have them, but I think this team has the requisite young talent and defensive profile to win some games. They probably wouldn't on paper. Very stoked. Margaret, around 500 and at least a play-in. Shea improved and averaging around 22 to 23 points per game, maybe a little bit more, and most improved. Denny, an all-star and averaging around 22 a game. 2 and Jrue average around 15, both all defense in either first or second team. JG to average around 17 or 18. Big Con, the West is loaded. I think the Blazers win 39 to 43 games and are in the play-in. From there, it comes down to who's there and health. I feel a huge year for Klingon. He looks healthy and ready to battle. I think Scoot struggles to come back from injury and play well. Deep team, I'm excited. Eddie, I'll say we win 41 games and make the play-in.
Let's talk about play-in real quick. I think the play-in is really interesting. What I will want to see when we get to that area, and obviously we got a long way to go till we get there, is did Portland make the play-in or did the West put Portland in the play-in? You follow?
Yes, no. That's kind of... Context matters.
Yeah, because if the Blazers get to the play-in and it's because the bottom of the West is just garbage...
Who wants it the least?
Yeah, I don't think... That doesn't make me feel great about the team going forward.
No, I'm 100% there with you. You've heard the arguments I've had with Dirt and Sprague when we're changing over. And like, play-in, 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 play-in. I'm like, it's context.
But that's also an aesthetic from, to flip it on its head, that's also an aesthetic from the fan point of view.
Yeah, no.
From what we do right here in media to feel that that feels like a pinnacle, a pedestal of an accomplishment.
I tell you right
that
now,
is a step in the right direction, because it's better than
Bulls
what you did
fans
last year.
Don't care about the play-in.
Well,
the Miami Heat do not care about the play-in.
But that's because they've been in the play-in for many years.
The Atlanta Hawks do not care.
I'd push it against you. If Portland got into the play-in, fans here would be stoked.
If they fell bass-ackwards into a play-in, they would not be stoked.
I disagree with that. Without playoff berths for a while, this really young team that won less than 40 games last year.
If they win 36 games and back into a play-in, I don't think people are going to be stoked.
I disagree. I think there is an aesthetic of that that does get you excited, whether you deserve it or not. Dude, Portland Timbers, for example, we've been talking about it all day. They're in a playoff game today. I don't feel great about it.
The fan sentiment is egregious.
That's because we're used to being in the playoffs. That's where it comes in. That's why Chicago doesn't.
They're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it feels like we're not advancing. This would be an advancement, whether aesthetic or true.
I think if they backed, let's take the records from last year. The Blazers were they had a real chance in the end, and people were excited about that. If they're basically the same exact team, but this time they're in the play-in, I don't think people are stoked about it. I just don't.
We'll get back into this and finish up some Blazer thoughts today, and we'll chat a little Michael Jordan as he was on the NBC broadcast last night. Maybe we can have a little fun with NBC broadcast and look ahead when we get an NBC broadcast team, because that'll be exciting for me. Stay with us here, Blazers on the Fan Sports Network, but there's Russ with sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What the Rock is cooking.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All right, closing arguments is next. I'll send you on your way, but we'll finish up with some conversation. We were just chatting about this in the break. Boy, does NBC feel like a breath of fresh air last night.
It wasn't that hard, man.
No, I mean, I will double down on the Carmelo thing. Like, I'm out. And T-Mac looked like he'd never been on TV before in my life. I love insanity on that. And we'll see how that grows, because there's a lot of cool stuff that NBC can do, especially for the feels. There's a lot of feels in that. Boy, Ekotike just scored a sick goal. There's a lot of feels that the NBC can create. I mean, that logo, that sound, the whole shebang.
Pomp and circumstance.
Mike Tirico on a call. Is Mike Tirico going to do a lot of games this year?
Yeah, he's one of the main. Look, I'm out myself here. I am not a huge Tirico guy.
Really?
Most, I would say a lot. Like, here's another one. Don't stone me. I know. I don't like, for the most part, most New York centered New York trained broadcasters,
like the Syracuse guys.
I do not with the exception
you
of Eagles.
Hate Mike Lynch.
Well, I mean, I love Lynch, but I'm not a Breen guy. I was not a Mark.
Really?
Look, I understand people like him and all those things. He's not my Huckleberry.
Bang.
Look, the bang call's great, but it's not my jam. I did not and have not ever liked Marv Albert.
Oh, dude. See, I watch Marv Albert's the only thing I think of when I watch basketball. I can only think of his voice.
For whatever reason.
What a move by Jordan. Yep. It's good.
It's that cadence and that sound of voice. I know it's entirely a me thing. But that, for whatever reason, it's not appealing to me.
As he steps up to the free throw line.
Yeah,
Welcome to Indianapolis.
It's just, I don't know what it is, man. It's just not my jam. Hmm. Harlan, love him.
Well, yeah, Harlan's great.
Ryan Rucco, love him, even though he's a New York guy.
Our boy KC.
There's so many guys that I love so much. And again, I don't dislike Breen as a human like that, and I don't think he's a bad broadcaster.
I would hope you don't dislike him human. He seems like a pretty solid.
No, I've talked to him. He's
good looking Silver
dude.
Fox. Let's go.
He's just like when people are like, oh, I'm so excited for Mike Breen. It's not that I'm not excited that I hate him. He's just not my Huckleberry. But overall, the broadcast in general from NBC last night, even though it's ring night and it's supposed to have that, guess what? It had that. Mm-hmm. ESPN, they did so many things on the fly of like, oh, maybe we should show player introductions in the NBA finals. Maybe we should make this about the finals. Maybe we shouldn't talk about LeBron James during the finals. Meanwhile,
somebody who's not playing in the finals.
It was just crazy. Meanwhile, NBC last night, you get the pregame introductions, you get the buildup, you get all of the juice, you get the camera angles, you get the announcers dropping away from the game and letting the crowd carry it. They introduce the Houston Rockets, and when they get to Kevin Durant, boo, because it's in Oklahoma City. You heard what Kevin Durant said before the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole, like, is there anybody, like, ushers or security that you want to see? He's like, nope. And I'm like, good! Yes! Drive this up! Go to the player intros! Yeah. Let everybody boo him!
Yeah,
like,
but you also like those kind of guys. Like Kevin Durant when he says that kind
of
statement. That's a very on-brand Meringue statement.
But it's entertainment, man!
Yeah.
And you know what's more entertaining than Stephen A. Smith? Everything! Everything.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you.
But that's what I mean. In NBC, the bar was the floor, and they jumped over it.
Did you catch the Michael Jordan interview last night?
I missed it. I'm bummed I missed it because I wanted to see what pre-taped Michael Jordan was going to look like.
First of all, bloodshot. Bloodshot eyes. It was very interesting. It was fascinating in the sense that he was very subdued. He was very almost... his body language had a little bit of embarrassment. Tirico was like just laughing with him and trying to keep it real chill.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, how often you pick up a ball and just go shooting? And he goes, I don't have a hoop here. And he goes, what? Tirico's like, oh, come on, man. Yeah, like he'd pick up a basketball and shoot some hoops. He goes, you see a basketball hoop around here? And just stone cold looked at him and was like, I haven't picked up a ball in years.
You would be surprised how many guys that's true for. Channing Frye, I talked to him about this. He was like, when we were at NBC, I was like, somebody took a shot or something like that. And he was like, damn. And I was like, when was the last time you shot, Channing? He's like, oh, my shot would look like that right now. He's like, I haven't touched a ball in like 3 years, dog.
What is that
and
I was about? Like, what is that
that's
about?
That's weird.
Because I feel like basketball would be such a great sport to age with because
it's not like football where when you take off the pads, you're done. You take off the pads.
You can just cruise to the backyard and on a nice fall autumn day and just
like Thierry Henry
throws.
Is out there like with a soccer ball like in studio before like having juggling drills. You know what I mean? Like
that's a strange thing. It's just the level of competitiveness, what Michael had to play for, everything that was on his shoulders every single night.
When he was
that
with
you
kind
of just pause out of it.
He went down on the floor during like preseason run-up scrimmages and went and gave his players work.
Yeah.
And now he's not touching a ball? That's weird.
Do we give Jordan more of a free pass than we do anybody else?
We talked about this yesterday.
Because
like,
he's disappeared.
Well, he's also, even everything he's done, whether it's gambling away millions or the flu game and being not, poisoned by pizza. Come on.
His rough entrance into ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we give him a free pass for a lot of stuff.
Because other than Michael Jackson, he was the most famous person on the planet for a decade.
I know. I just feel like in almost all the other sports, when the greats go away, we still see them sometimes.
Took Gretzky a little while, now Wayne's on TNT.
Look at all these NBA guys on podcasts. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is in the media right
now.
How
many Michael Jordan stories have you heard told? Like, have you heard the J.R. Ryder, Kevin Garnett one?
Maybe.
So, I'll be quick with it. It was J.R. Ryder, I think it was his third year, and I think KG was a rookie or a second year. And J.R. had some good games against Mike, 25, 30 points. And KG being the young buck, and they're playing the Bulls, and Jordan's like leaning up against the stanch or up against the scores table during a timeout, and KG's like, yeah, yeah, J.R., yeah, give it to Mike, give it to Mike. And J.R. was kind of like, keep that quiet. And Mike took that personally. And he scored like 15 straight and had them run, like they ran ISO after ISO after ISO after ISO, and Mike just cooked JR. They go back to the timeout and they're gassed, they can't breathe. And Jordan's like, nothing to say now, huh? Nothing to say now. Like, how many Michael Jordan stories do you think every player in the league has? How dope
everybody has one because
they were on the other side of it.
They all remember the great one.
How dope would it be, though, if Mike was out there telling those stories? And unfortunately, that's just not who he is. He's going to let everybody else tell his stories for him.
Yeah, Reggie's good at telling stories about Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Everybody is.
I don't know what he's going to be for NBC, but look, I'd like to hear more from Michael just in general, dude. You're the greatest player to ever play. And I wouldn't want it to be like what Tom Brady is. Tom Brady calling a game, I'm not really into that. I'd rather hear Tom Brady talking about, yeah, telling stories and talking about what it takes to be a winner instead of just looking like a vampire on TV with fake face.
Mm.
You know? I don't know, though. I mean, is MJ just going to be high and drunk every single time he does this? I mean, if I was worth $2 billion, I would be too. Probably, and you would never see me again.
Probably worth more than that.
Yeah, totally, totally.
But anyway. I would love, like, when Gretzky came to TNT, I was like, what's this going to be? And then every time Gretzky talks, you know what happens? That whole booth.
Everybody shuts up.
Silent.
Gets real quiet.
And it's like, it's the gaming lean forward meme of like, oh, Wayne's talking, and everybody just shuts up and leans forward and listens. Like, Jordan could have that. He could, if he accepted that, if he took that mantle, and everybody would just be like, because what did we do? Yes, it was COVID. But when The Last Dance came on, you know what we all watched?
We all watched
every single one of us.
I know. I was almost not going to watch it because I was like, what do I need to know? I lived through this.
Yeah, and then you watched it and you were like,
whoa.
You know, I took that personally.
Well, I think it's the access to Michael. We never really had that.
But that's what I mean. And if he allowed himself to be that, which again, that's pre-produced and he controlled everything.
For sure.
But also these segments, you know what they are? They're pre-produced and controlled.
I know.
So
you can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Match and watch in Champions League right now on Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When we come back, closing arguments. We'll settle it up, get you ready for the Blazers tonight, and then send you on your way to Ducks Insider. This is 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is closing arguments. That'll do it for us. We'll send you on your way. Before we get there, though, we'll finish up a little closing arguments here. Something fun I saw on the text line earlier today that I saved for this moment instantly. 503-864-6326. How are the Chinese going to watch Yong Han Sen tonight? Blazer vision, or do they have to use their antenna?
They get it through something else. I don't know.
I thought it was funny thinking about is. An antenna in China getting a Portland broadcast. Sometimes I'm really stupid, and I'll be the first one here to admit it. But that was a little joke that I chuckled at, because I have Blazer Vision, so I will watch Blazer Vision tonight. I might have to like quad box on my laptop tonight in like a quad box my screens because I'm gonna get that Timbers game in. Plus, I want to watch Cooper Flagg tonight. Don't forget this hot Middle Tennessee and Delaware football game tonight, dude. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
No.
I think they're two of the worst teams. I was just like farting around on SP Plus the other day. I think Middle Tennessee State is one of the absolute worst teams in college football. Dude, you always talk to me about watching midweek games, but now they're not good enough for you,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. No, they were there as an appetite palate cleanser on Wednesday nights a week ago. I got stuff to do tonight, brother. I'm good to go. I'm happy.
I got stuff to do tonight. Stuff to do tonight. Oh, yeah, what do you got to do tonight? You ain't got no job. You ain't got S to do. I like that line a lot. I like that line a lot. I will watch. I will watch this. Can I watch Blazer Vision on the NBA app? Like, if I get the NBA app on my Apple TV, can I put Blazer Vision on that?
Yeah, you can link it through.
Yeah, is that how you do it? I've never done this before with the NBA.
Blazer Vision is through the NBA.
I knew that. Yeah. I always just watched primetime games. Yeah. You know me, dude. I'm a no cable guy. Yeah, I'm a primetime guy.
Remember now, though. You got to pick and choose.
I know.
You got 82 of them things.
You know, I had the conversation with my wife last night, and she was on board a lot better than I thought she was.
I'll check back in around January.
Because I think I'm actually in the opposite form of you. Some of these 8 p.m. Blazer picks,
bro,
tips are going to be great for me. I'll put the kids down at like 8:30 and I'll watch the game.
I am not thrilled about it. I can tell you right now, anybody working these games is not thrilled about it. Because I'm telling you right now, 8 start time ain't going to be an 8 start time.
What's the first NBC Peacock game we get?
I think
Do you know that
I
off
think
the top of your
no,
head?
No. I said this yesterday, man. I just show up and work.
Shut up and dribble.
Yeah, honestly, man, I have the schedule in my phone. And that's how I know when guys, like, I've been doing this since year 14. And when you pass 10 years of doing it, it all just starts blending together. And you're just like, okay, I've got a game tomorrow at this time. This is when I got to be there. This is when I'm going to be done. This is when I'm going to be on air. And it's just, it's, you know, I remember being younger and thinking about players, like, how do you not know where you're playing or who you're playing next or what this looks like? There's so many of them.
Yeah.
And especially if you're a vet, it's just like, It's so dumb, but it is just on to the next. You focus on what's in front of you, and you look at what it was like. Oh, you work and you do this, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I've been to 1,000 games.
Do you think in 2 weeks Bradley Beal is going to know that they're playing in Utah tonight at 6 o'clock?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Now, if you're looking forward to the schedule, like a certain matchup against a former teammate,
that's different. Like see your boys.
Yeah, you certainly you check mark and highlight some games or some road trips. Like, hey, we're going to Miami in January. Hell yeah. Or hey, we're going to Toronto in February. Crap. You know what I mean? Like those kind of things. But like the night in, night out of it all. Like I know they have the LA trip after the opener. It's like after that, I'm like, I don't know. I'll take a look at the schedule and readjust. That's just the reality, man. When you just go and go and go and go.
TV giving us a little bit of love tonight with Cavs Knicks at 4 o'clock. Is that 4 o'clock?
Yeah,
right?
Apparently Karl-Anthony Towns has been downgraded and then upgraded back to questionable. He's apparently sick.
Is tonight the night for Inside the NBA on ESPN?
I won't.
Yeah, you're not there. I will have to report back on Inside the NBA.
For you. Because even if I open up my laptop, which I usually do at games, I'll have League Pass on my laptop to just keep track of what's going on in the league during Blazers games. But yeah, the studio show stuff, I don't get to see that when I'm at games. So,
oh, dude, ESPN could totally hose it tonight.
Well, I'm telling you what, they know what the bar is.
Yeah.
So don't suck.
Well, they knew what the bar was before this. They still couldn't handle it.
And yet, here we are.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. Danny, when we come in tomorrow morning, what is the first thing you are going to... What is the thing we are thinking about from tonight's game? And we'll end our Blazer coverage there.
Win, loss, obviously you always want to win. Like selfishly, I want them to win 82 games. It's better for us. It's better for the coverage. It's better for selfishly all those things. How do they look? How do they look?
You're like, talking all aesthetic.
Yeah. Like
Need a box score. Don't need
how do
wins, losses.
Look?
Don't care about starters. Don't care about bench rotation. How does it look?
For me specifically, the thing that I'm watching the most is what does the offense look like? How quick do they get into things? How much do they get bogged down in the half court? How much are they pushing the pace? How much stagnancy is there in the offense? What kind of shots are they getting? Like everybody's like, well, you know, they've given up a bunch of points in preseason. I'm like, yeah, I mean, they're playing a lot of guys, and you're just trying to get through some things. Like I firmly believe that they're going to be a top 8, top 10 defensive unit. Like that's just that's where they should be. If they aren't there, you know, at game 25, that's probably a problem. But offensively, what does that stuff look like? That's what I want to see.
Over under 2.5 minutes standing ovation for Damian Lillard tonight.
If he's the last one out, it's going to be, it'll be the under because you're talking about the national anthem. Was it 2:53 is usually the line, I think, of the national anthem, 2 minutes, 53 seconds,
yeah.
somewhere right around there.
So it'll be longer than the national anthem?
No, it'll be shorter. Okay. I'm saying if you're going national anthem, now when Dame steps back out on the court opening night next year, might take the over.
That might take the over.
Might take the over on that one.
I know. I'm jealous of anybody going to the game tonight because that's the one thing I want to look at. Just having Damian Lillard back in the building, you know, we can talk about Danny Avdija and Jeremy off the bench till we're blue in the face. But I think
there's plenty of time for that stuff.
Yeah, don't forget tonight when you go to the game and you're having a great time.
Take
out
it
there,
all in, man.
That you get to watch Damian Lillard back in a Portland off the Portland bench. Yep.
And again, people have asked, you know, why should I go tonight? Go tonight for the pomp and circumstance. If you watched the pregame stuff with OKC last night and you got to see the roar and all of the stuff that comes along, the pageantry of it all. That's what, opening night's just dope, man. Go, have fun.
Merry Christmas, everybody out there. I hope you all have a wonderful time, except for you, Brian Kelly. We'll be back tomorrow, give you some Blazer reactions from the night's game. We'll get back into some college football as well. Plus, we'll have 10 toes down at 12:15. Thanks for sticking with us tonight on 105.1, 1080, or on the YouTube chat. We'll see you guys tomorrow. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.